we've drawn everything into gear, and we've seen quite very positive indications, and things are moving on. Currently, the authorities are looking at all measures, safety measures at the airport. So far, I understand from our latest meeting that top officials are actually taking this as their top priority. And open dialogues between Air New Zealand and the AVL at the moment is continuing.
I understand that the decision by Air New Zealand, which has really started the ball rolling on this, came as quite a surprise, and that the Vanuatu Civil Aviation Authority hadn't been warned that Air New Zealand would be suspending its flights.
Yeah, basically that's the whole truth about that. They basically were in Port Vila, had meetings with AVL and the authorities, civil aviation, and I guess they were still in the process of dialoguing, and all of a sudden this came out. So it was a bit of, anyway, we're not quite sure what happened exactly there, but really the discussions were still happening, and they have not even indicated or forewarned them as expressed. But as I said, you know, it was beyond our control. However, at the moment, things seem to be coming in line in accordance to the dialogues that are now opening, and it's we're getting a very good positive indication from Air New Zealand.
That they may return to flying to Vanuatu?
Yeah, there are certain things that they're asking for, and AVL is currently at the moment working towards that to comply with that, and that may really see Air New Zealand resuming flights back to Vanuatu.
What sort of things are they demanding? Because we've heard that what is happening each day is that the runway is going to be swept of any debris that could get caught up in the engines. Is that something that is obviously being seen as favourable by Air New Zealand?
That's correct, and I think they wanted to just... there is another equipment that AVL is currently looking at purchasing at the moment, just to fast track and make sure that the sweeping and the cleaning of the whole area and the runway is done appropriately and in good time. So that's basically what's holding at the moment.
What kind of impact is this going to have, though, on tourism in Vanuatu? Obviously, the hope is that Air New Zealand will continue its weekly flights. Other airlines are continuing at the moment, but it's a pretty bad reputation to have in the international media when tourism is such a vital industry in Vanuatu and employs so many people.
Yeah, exactly. Currently, at the moment, the New Zealand government is actually the focal tourism donor for Vanuatu. And at the moment, there's funding that's been given by both by Australia and New Zealand as a tourism recovery marketing fund, which that has all been released. We're currently working with the New Zealand government in regards to rolling out this recovery campaign. As we speak, we have a TV shoot from New Zealand shooting our TVCs and all that. And so this came in quite a surprise for us. And at the moment, the government of Vanuatu has now also indicated confirmation that extra more funding will be released to the Vanuatu tourism for marketing of the destination. So therefore, for us, it's basically, it could be an indication that there was something there waiting to happen. But with all this, you know, with what Air New Zealand has come out forth, maybe it's also at the same time maybe a blessing in disguise, in the sense that it's really stirred up a lot of things now that's happening very positively, and will work in good light for Vanuatu tourism in its recovery from the cyclone.